Real quick, in a couple minutes, I'm going to have some friends from Wintrust in this morning, James Harris and Victoria Garcia. Actually, they're here right now. But if you have any questions about your mortgage, refinancing, you are dealing with somebody that you don't like and they're not doing a good job by you, I'm going to have you call me at 312-591-7000. That's 312-591-7000. It's not a contest. We're just opening up those couple of lines. If there's something going on around your home or your business where you need some advice about refinancing or any kind of financial questions as it pertains to mortgages, home equity lines of credit, any of those things, I've got a couple of experts in the house here to talk about that. And they're sitting here right now. Victoria Garcia is here and James Harris. Good morning, you two. How are you?
Good morning.
Nice to see you guys. How are you? Everything good?
Everything's very
beautiful
good.
Day. Well, sort of. Cool. I like the cool weather.
We got to milk the rest of this before we get the cold breeze coming on.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. We have different representatives from Wintrust coming in, throughout the year to talk about different things that are going on. And I recently read while I was out of town that the federal government is so... how would you say, important as to what interest rates are, right? Based on their lending rate to banks overnight, and you guys kind of base your mortgages and the other larger organizations base what they are going to charge on based on what the government does as far as funding different things, and they're sort of sticking pat with where things are now. What has that done for your industry? Is it status quo? Is it we're still in a great place? Money's still cheap?
Consistency is always a good thing.
Okay.
So people don't typically like change, and rates haven't really, moved, as you mentioned, which is a good thing. So people right now are kind of like, oh, things haven't really changed. It's stability. People are having a little bit more confidence again in the lending abilities that we have. So that's a good thing.
James, do you guys sit around? Obviously you're working with customers all the time, but when you both are helping people, homeowners, refinance and get mortgages on their homes, correct?
Yes.
So you work sort of, I guess, would be the front line. But do you guys sit around and talk about where rates are going as a group and with your upper, maybe even your upper management of the bank to kind of try and jump on trends if there are trends that are going to happen?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not uncommon for us to have discussions around where the market is, what potential impact those variations could have, and more importantly, how we're going to lead change and stay in front of the curve as far as that's concerned. So that's a common point of conversation that takes place.
And do you have the ability as a lending institution, like when a group of you get together, any kind of organization, right? You get together with a bunch of people on the front line. In this perspective, it's a good thing, but to say, boy, wouldn't it be something if we could do this? That you could, out of those discussions, create, like I saw an ad, a political ad last night for the first time that was talking about evidently someone's trying to get the legislation changed that you can potentially refinance a student loan, which has never been able to be done before. And the line was, you can refinance your car or refinance your house. Why can't you do this with a loan? And so that's a new idea, right? That's never been out there. Do you get sometimes think there, boy, wouldn't it be nice if we could do a mortgage or a refi that was kind of like this and you can make that happen?
Yeah, definitely. We're always looking for innovative ways to create mortgage financing opportunities mm-hmm. for customers throughout the area. So we do sit and try to figure, to your point, can we tweak this? Can we modify this? What if we were to do this? Obviously measuring what the risk would be
sure,
as far
right.
as that's concerned,
right.
but that is something that we do take a look at.
That's good. I like to hear that. All right, I got some calls for you. 312, they came in at 312-591-7000, and let's talk to, I've got Kurt here who's in Roselle. Hey, Kurt, you're on with Victoria Garcia and James Harris from Wintrust Community Banks. How can they help you?
Hey, I got a question. I owe about $34,000 on my house, about 7 years to go to pay off this mortgage. The rate is at 5 1/8. And anytime I look into a refinance, the line is always, well, you don't really need to borrow that much. and it's not going to be worth it. So I want to find out if that would be their answer as well. Do I have to borrow a lot more money to make it worthwhile?
Kurt,
yeah.
Good morning, Kurt. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for calling in. So typically, you know, when we see mortgages and refinances that are below $50,000, especially when someone's got, you know, such a short time to go to pay it off, sometimes the best approach is to look into a home equity line of credit where you can pay that off in a little bit sooner. So if you've got 7 years left on 5.18% of a rate, combination of things, you're probably paying most of your principal. You've already gotten the whole interesting out of the way, so you're paying only principal. Might make sense just to hold on to it because all that's left is principal. You're no longer paying interest.
I'm in a great spot with the loan, but you know, I could use new windows on the house. I could do replacement windows.
That's what I'm talking about, Kurt. Now you're talking my language, my friend.
Exactly. There's plenty of things that need to be done. It's an older house. I just heard you talk about those ridge vents. I need to get soffits vents now. So,
well, Kurt, a couple of things. If you're looking to do home repair, you're not looking for a rate and term refinance. You're looking for a possible, you know, home improvement. So a refinance to do that, you can do something that's on a 10-year. Or, again, you can always take a look into a home equity line of credit with one of our partners at the bank.
Mm-hmm. So you kind of mentioned $50,000. So that's kind of a little bit of a magic number to get to make it worthwhile.
The only reason I even point that out, so interest rates are based on a couple of different factors: FICO score, property type, occupancy, and loan. So what your loan size is going to impact. So a loan that's under $50,000 sometimes might have an eighth of a rate higher, sometimes a quarter higher.
Right. Yeah. To make those fees and costs of the loan itself worthwhile over time. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate the advice.
Thanks, Kurt. I appreciate you calling this morning. Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. I'm joined in the studio by Victoria Garcia and James Harris with Wintrust Community Banks. We were taking some calls talking about refinancing. The gentleman that called earlier, we just hung up on him about his wanting to take out a loan at a small amount there, but you mentioned that you guys have a program that kind of fits that scenario. What is that?
It's a home equity line of credit with any of our community banks. Interest rates are as low as 2.99, and, you know, it's interest only. It's a home equity line of credit. So in this scenario, he can either lump it all in together, or he can leave his $34,000 as is, continue to pay his principal, and then just get a home equity on the side for
to do all that work that he wants to do.
$10,000, $15,000, and pay it off as he goes.
And so he goes to one of his Wintrust community banks or goes to Wintrust.com?
Yeah, exactly.
Look at that. Tee me up. I'll get you there. I got another call here for you guys. This is Barb in Burr Ridge. Hey, Barb. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
How can we help you?
I have a question. I guess a previous caller might have answered some of my questions, but I'm 52.
Hey, Barb.
Yes.
Your phone is really kind of crackly. Are you driving around?
I'm driving.
Are you on your speakerphone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're on your speakerphone. It's just hard to hear you. So, try and speak up into that microphone. Give it another shot.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm 52. I'm getting a lot of information in the mail of late about reverse mortgages. So I wanted to know the pros and cons of that.
So my guests are both shaking their heads. I know that you guys have an opinion about this, and in particular, it's a philosophy at your bank, right?
Well, we do. We do offer the reverse mortgage program for our seniors. If I heard, it's Barb, correct?
Yeah, we just lost her, but go ahead. She's listening.
Yeah. I believe Barb said she was 52 years.
62.
Oh, she is 62 years of age. Okay, because that is the minimum.
But she's got the body of a 52-year-old. She couldn't say that. I'll say that. I mean, I don't know Barb, but I'm
Barb. Tone it up.
So essentially, if minimum requirements are that they be of age of 62 years of age or older, and then there are other qualifying parameters that are largely predicated upon the equity that's in the home that she owns, basically.
Okay, I have a strong opinion about this. And I I know that this program exists, but there's something about it that I don't like. No disrespect to you guys mm-hmm. doing it, and I know a lot of companies do this, but can you spell out the scenario of why I would want a reverse mortgage? So it's typically, you have to be 62. You have to own your home, correct? Mm-hmm. So there's no mortgage on the house whatsoever.
Well, it doesn't have to be free and clear.
It does not?
No, it does not.
Okay.
Yeah, the home does not have to be free and clear. This is a product that may not be suitable for every senior, but I do know of situations where seniors were able to supplement a fixed income or other medical expenses or things along those lines by exercising their ability to get that equity out of the property, paying off those liabilities or doing the things they wanted to do and not worrying about that monthly payment. So we've seen some success stories with respect to the reverse mortgage. Again, it's...
This is what I want to do, because this is a big topic, and it's a big topic with my audience and a lot of people, because there's a lot of stuff out on there, and this is what I'm worried about. I'm not worried about Wintrust, okay? I'm worried about all these snakes that are in the grass that are going after these folks and showing them, you know, I loved Happy Days. But when Henry Winkler's out there telling everybody about reverse mortgages or you know, I'm just worried about the whole celebrity spokesman and come do this and we're going to change your life and it's great. You guys, I'm not worried about, but I want to do, Lindsay, put this down. We're going to do another, in the next month, I want to block out a half an hour to talk about reverse mortgages, the pros and cons. Okay? And write that down.
We actually have specialists that do specifically
that's
that.
Who so I want.
That's
I'm always nice. I'm always happy to have you guys
oh,
come.
No, but that's what
you
we can
come
for
too. But absolutely. I want the people that know this thing absolutely. In and out, and I don't want them selling it. I want them telling us what's the pluses and the minuses absolutely. And why we should do this, why we shouldn't do it, what can go wrong and what can go right. Absolutely. Right? Because it's important. Right? You guys certainly. Look, Wintrust is out here to help people and do a good job and treat people the right way. And the problem is all those snakes that are in the weeds, they end up lumping you guys all into that. And then all of a sudden they think you're selling the snake oil too. Right? All right. No snake oil. Okay. James Harris and Victoria Garcia, both from Wintrust Community Banks. If they want to get a hold of you guys, how do they do that? They're pointing.
We're pointing at each other to reach out.
Ladies first. He's a good man. He was raised right.
Well, you know, before getting in touch with us, I also want people to know that we are having a free credit seminar on September 27th at our Hyde Park branch located at 1523 East 53rd Street.
Okay.
It's from 10:30 till noon. And again, it's a free credit seminar. So please join us. If you guys need any information, you can reach out to us at 773-752-4600. The number again, 773-752-4600. So come out, join us, come learn a little bit about credit.
That's awesome. She's a good marketer. She gives that number out twice. She
absolutely.
Knows what's going on, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, too, for coming in this
thank
morning.
You very
appreciate
much.
It. Great information, and we're going to do something and learn more about reverse mortgages coming up at a later show. So stay tuned for that.